Dietrich Wise of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich Wise, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Now, it's been a while since we've talked to you, Dietrich. You had an injury there in the middle of this. We haven't talked to you in a while, but one thing you were starting to do is you were starting to ask us some questions in these interviews. So I wanted to give you the floor. Is there anything you want to ask us to get the interview rolling here this week?
Let's go ahead and ask some questions. Usually I do it at the end of the show, but since you put me on now, I'll go ahead and ask. What is your fondest memory of this time of year growing up?
Oh, Rich Keefe, why don't you start? Rich Keefe is a former football player. What do you have for fond memories of Thanksgiving?
I think, honestly, it's a boring answer, but it's just watching football with the family. Playing football outside, then watching football and just eating as much food as possible. It's a simple answer, but yeah, I think back all the time on that.
Yeah, I have a more nefarious memory. I like getting in there and stealing all the big drumsticks at Thanksgiving and then everybody else getting all pissed off about
it.
That's my favorite memory.
Drumstick thief.
Yeah.
What about you?
Taste testing all of the meals, spending time with family that I would see like once, twice a year, and hearing stories, family stories. So that's
definitely.
That's my.
Do you have a favorite side? Is it anything maybe unique to your family?
You said a favorite side?
Yeah, like a Thanksgiving side, like whether it's stuffing, mac and cheese, whatever.
We like to, the different people do different things depending on who house you go over or whatever case it is. But my father cooks or bakes a great sweet potato pie that will knock the sauce off of anybody who tastes it. So that's what I look for the most, and I'm trying to duplicate it as I grow older. So, there you go.
So, Dietrich, you're if I have this correct, you're a vegan, correct?
Yes.
So what are the challenges on a holiday Thanksgiving as a vegan? That can't
what's your plate look like?
Yeah, it can't look like ours. Is all I know. Yeah.
What I'll always say is I attack all the sides. So all the sides is what I usually have. But if I ever go over to Amar's house, that's cooking food during this time of year. I just gotta make sure it doesn't have any meat like in the greens or any meat in the collard greens, and then. Anything that's cooked with dairy or eggs, and that's pretty much that. So I have to make sure I either make my own food and bring it over, or eat before I get there.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is there anybody else that has the same diet as you, or are you the only one that like, hey, we got to make sure he has his special plate?
Yeah, very similar. There's a guy on the team who is vegetarian, but other than that. It's just me who I'm just playing vegan.
See, that's amazing. I show up with empty Tupperware and I steal everybody else's food.
Leave with it. Yeah.
You come with Tupperware jammed and ready to go. So that's the opposite way to attack it. It's Dietrich Wise on a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. What should we be looking for out of the Colts and their offense this weekend? They've made their quarterback change again from Flacco to Anthony Richardson. What do you see out of them?
Very fast guy. Hard to get down, big, strong quarterback, can throw the ball real deep, makes great passes, and when he doesn't see what he wants to see, he takes off.
You know, last time we saw you was in that Bears game where you had two sacks. You're up to five on the season, and I noticed a tremendous sack celebration. It looks like a little bit of what is that, Zorro? Where did you come up with that?
I did it, I want to say, my rookie year against Buffalo. When I sacked, I think it was Tyrod Taylor. I kind of just did it randomly, and I liked it. So I just continued to do it here and there. And then these last two or three years, I decided to keep that as my number one celebration. And it's just pull the sword out, and I kind of fence with it, you know. So I either fence with it or I put it in the ground. And that's about it.
So you may have answered my next question. I was going to say, is it kind of random? You're just kind of going with the feel? Or is it kind of premeditated? Like, how have you come up with your celebrations in the past? You crowdsource them at all? Is it just kind of a feel thing? Like, how do you do that?
It's premeditated. I have my own meaning of, like, what the sword means. I kind of just keep it to myself, but it's a pretty cool celebration that I made up, and then I kind of just stuck with it. So now I'm either going to pull it out and I put it in the ground, or I pull it out and I do a little fencing move with it, and then I kind of like.
I kind of love it. Yeah, I think it's great, and I think if you keep doing it, then like next thing you know, they'll have to put it in Madden. It'll become like a staple.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the Dietrich Wise sack celebration.
Celebration, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
It does seem like it's going to take quite a bit to get Anthony Richardson down. Like, he's one of those guys where, you know, hit or miss as, like, his play has been in some of his games, but just another in a long line of, like, really big quarterbacks that you guys end up facing.
Yeah, one of the bigger quarterbacks in this age. Most guys we see now are very elusive, fast, small guys. He's one of the people who reminds me of an older, old-school quarterback. Not saying this is he is, but just in my past of playing football, I faced guys like Phillip Rivers what's the guy from the Steelers name?
Roethlisberger. Yeah, Roethlisberger is huge.
Those are big, big, big quarterbacks, hard to take down. Cam Newton's the hard guys to kind of like tackle because they're big and they're fast, things like that. So, I face against quarterbacks similar to this, and I saw some guys on a defense compare him, his size to Josh Allen, is a bigger quarterback. Mm-hmm. So just when you attack guys like that, you have to make sure you wrap them up, like hug them either with their arms or hug their legs so they don't run the ball or throw the ball.
All right. Well, he's Patriots defensive lineman Dietrich Wise. He joins us here on Patriots Friday on a Wednesday leading up to Patriots and Colts this weekend. Dietrich, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Enjoy it. Best of luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Now I have one question.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to do my end of the show question.
Okay, great.
I still got to do that. All right. Did y'all ever play video games growing up?
Yes.
Yes. Not as much as Keith, but yes.
A ton.
Were y'all playing Madden? Were y'all playing Oregon Trail? Were y'all playing
some Oregon Trail? I don't like that we're being dated, but yeah, some Oregon Trail mixed in there.
No.
I was a big Sega kid. Keith was more of a Nintendo guy,
Sega,
I think.
PS1.
And then I graduated into PS1, PS2, a lot of Madden, a lot of sports games.
All of it.
It's all sports games, so no fighter games or anything.
Oh no, I definitely played. Oh yeah, Mortal Kombat, a lot of that. Probably Grand Theft Auto before I should have. There was a lot of games. Yeah,
that was good. Yeah, I was definitely a big Mortal Kombat, Madden,
mm-hmm.
and then a little Street Fighter. And that was about it.
Street Fighter, another good one.
Yeah. Nice.
I played a game. There was Eternal Champions for Sega. It was like a knockoff Mortal Kombat, but it was an incredible
Turtle Champions?
Eternal Champions.
It was like Ninja Turtle.
Yeah,
Champions.
Never really caught on, but it was fantastic.
A good one.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, keep your eye out for that, Dietrich.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
All right,
have a good one.